This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your host, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
I'm on the air. Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. I'm Mike Rickard alongside Ben Botham and my man, big old Oscar Garner III. I tell you what I'm going to go back to the studio. We just had a little glitch and then we'll reopen the show. So I'm going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Here on Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. The only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you would be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub. Yeah.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is take two of the introduction to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. A gorgeous day down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Of course, our 19th hole clubhouse studios for On the Tee, Florida. I'm joined by my main man, Big O, Oscar Garner III, and of course, Ben Botham, and he's my baseball expert. What's going on, youngsters? Good to have you in the house today.
It is great to be back. I feel like I haven't settled in here for a little while.
Hell, it's like months. But the reality is I'm so proud of you, and I wanted to give you a little love. Here, Coach, comes the man at the plan, the head of the Boca Ciega Pirates, Matt Gudorf, our head coach there. And there's Mark Ferguson. Ferg, you know Charlie, don't you?
Yeah.
Sit down right there, and we'll talk to Mark Ferguson. But I want to congratulate you on passing – what's the equivalent of the board?
Yeah, it's like the bar exam for finance. So it was a big accomplishment for me, certified financial planner now. So kind of just certified to do whatever.
And a Michigan State kid. They educate you that well there?
No, this was self-made.
Well, congratulations. And, of course, Ben Botham, congratulations. Now on going to be an assistant coach. Well, you are an assistant coach at Seminole Baseball.
Yes, I am. We just had our first game earlier this week. And later today, actually, we're in a tournament over at one of the big colleges around here. So hopefully the Warhawks pull out another win.
All right, let's go to Mark Ferguson now. And, you know, I sent out a little recap. That video that you had from your award down at the Berg. And across, Joe Boudreau put on their Berg. People kept asking me if you won the best burger award. I said, no, it's best in the Berg, St. Petersburg. So explain that the other evening. I know you had your wife and your son there, and it looked like it was a great event.
It was wonderful. The Chamber did a great job. There was about 8 different categories. And, of course, we won the best eats and treats of St. Petersburg Small Business Award.
Well deserved, of course. Next week marks 30 years of being down here, 13th and Central. I'm looking forward to that day-long celebration with Charlie Belcher's going to be down here from 6 a.m. That's going to be a long day for you.
It's going to be a long day. It's going to be a fun day. I can't believe it's been 30 years. But we start off with Charlie Belcher at 6 in the morning, and then at 11, we'll open for business. It's going to be dollar beers, dollar draft beers till 6 o'clock. And then we'll have Big Brother out back playing music, a lot of 90s, since we were built in the 90s. And also we have Crossfire Creek, which is a great country band. And I believe we're going to have DJ Fresh upstairs from 8 to 1, DJing upstairs at the Eagle's Nest.
Well, I can tell you that. And I know Charlie knows this, anybody in the business, but Wednesday before Thanksgiving is typically in the bar business, the busiest day of the year. So you're combining that anyway, it's going to be one that's harder down here for, and I'm looking forward to being part of it. I think I'm going to do about 5 hours of live radio because we've got so many friends coming with them on and have conversations. But let's go back to 1992. What spurred a coach and a teacher to want to get in the bar business?
I didn't know any better. to tell you the truth, I always wanted to. My whole life has been sports and having fun. And I just always wanted to own a small sports bar next to a stadium. And I was lucky enough to find this location and somehow put together 30 friends and family. And we ended up buying the property and then renovating it. And the first year was really tough, really tough. There was no business to be had. Thank God I had a lot of friends, a lot of softball teams. But what really saved us our second year, two things happened. The Tampa Bay Lightning moved into the Suncoast Dome and renamed it the Thunderdome. That was a shot in the arm, but we also bought a liquor license that second year. And after that, we were able to slowly make everything better for us. Better equipment, better servers, better bartenders, better operations. But over 30 years, we took 75 seats, beer and wine, and now we seat over 1,200 people, full liquor. You know, we got a lot going on, and every year we try to improve.
You know what I love is your line about in the early days when the beer was warm and the food was cold, and times were tough. So you're kind enough. I have your old office upstairs, so I'm digging through the archives once in a while, and I like this one. Budweiser, Fergs, and St. Pete welcomes Tampa Bay Lightning. There's a young guy in the picture there that had hair, and he's looking over at the drop. But very few people realize that the Lightning were over there playing, and that was like 30,000 strong, wasn't it?
It was 3.5 years, and they still hold the record for the most fans at a hockey playoff game, 28,000 something against Philadelphia. That was the largest crowd ever to see a hockey playoff game.
Well, and then, of course, arena football, which was incredibly popular during that era in the 90s. I was involved with the Iowa Barnstormers, the founder of arena football. And, of course, you guys had a great team here. That also propelled you, but nothing like when they made the announcement of the Rays. I bet there was a party here that particular day.
That was a big day in the history of St. Pete. And we knew we were getting a team. Everybody was so excited. Can't believe it's been so long. And the Rays have been a big part of our business for 25 years.
Another story I loved, the 1999 Final Four was across the street. Mm-hmm. And your friends at Great Bay were on upset alert because you ran out of beer here.
We did. We had to get a special delivery at 7 o'clock at night. It was hard getting them in here because it was so crowded around downtown. There's so many fans here.
Well, a Final Four, a World Series, the Lightning playoff game. Of course, your lovely bride, Sherry, you did the old scoreboard deal and asked her to marry you at an arena football game. So you've got some great family memories. And of course, you've met hundreds of sports personalities over the years.
Well, I just want to say I think the community comes together around sports, and we're so blessed to have so many good people in this community and so many good sports teams, and I'm just blessed to be a part of it, and I try to find a nice place for everybody to come and have a good time and be safe.
Yep, and you let an old man do a radio show out front every week, and that's a lot of fun, and we've expanded that. We love taking care of the high school kids. We got Boca Ciega in the house today, and that'll be a nice conversation. And it's the high school playoffs, too. I know you're immersed in that. And another thing that we did together, which I absolutely loved, and your backing of high school basketball, was the Sun Bash tournament. We did the media day here on October 25th. And another great cause that you got behind, of course, your passion for basketball as well.
Yeah, we love all sports, but high school basketball is very important to me, and I think it was a good thing to do. For the Sun Bash, we're going to try to grow it, maybe move it to Eckerd College next year. We're exploring all options, but it's growing every year. We're very blessed to be a part of it. Also, we're part of the Jingle Bell Run coming up next month.
And we'll talk about that. Well, tomorrow, I think last year you had me out here passing out waters to the runners. We've got the St. Pete run tomorrow here.
Yeah, we got Run Fest tomorrow. 10,000 people will be participating.
Oh, my God. I was handing that water to those poor people and was bringing back bad memories of my days back when I ran cross country. I'm like, you're doing this for fun. I was doing it for a scholarship. All right, my friend, what else you want to promote before we let you get back to one of your tasks?
Well, thank you. I appreciate you, Mike, for everything you do for all these high school kids, and it's really – it helps everybody in the community. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Why don't we move that microphone, since we're going to talk guys that are hardworking and are married to their business, Mark Ferguson. And this gentleman, I met him. It's in the neighborhood. I just happened to be walking around and thought maybe I'd stop in and have a bite to eat. Charlie Breakiron, he's the general manager, partner, and shill for the Ohio State Buckeyes. His alma mater, and I appreciate you coming down, man.
Thanks for having me.
Well, to get a Saturday off, that's pretty impressive. Yeah, I mean, you only work 100 hours a week, right?
You're a big deal, I guess, around here.
Yeah, 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 real big deal. Hey, so let's talk about Sea Dog Brewing Company. And it's, like I said, it's only 2.5 blocks from me, and I've watched it since you guys opened up. What have you been here, 5 years now?
Cheers to 5 years was on Halloween.
Halloween.
Last Halloween, yes, sir.
Yeah, and you keep eating up traffic, parking spots down there on Blind Pass, and pretty soon nobody will be able to get in the 7-Eleven. You going to buy that lot, too?
We'd hope to.
So let's talk a little bit about your background, your bio, because we've got some ideas that we want to put together, maybe in this arena, sports, as well as Big Ten. That's why I've got this young man. We'll have a little Big Ten conversation. There's so many people that are, but let's go back to your bio and how you got in the business and where you are today.
Well, I started at a very young age. My grandmother and my mother were both in the business, so I was kind of raised in the restaurant business. But, you know, and then I worked at the golf course growing up all through middle school and high school and all the way.
What were you, a cart jockey?
Yep.
I was sure a cart jockey at 63 years old. St. Pete Country Club in Dunedin. Yeah, I've been a cart jockey.
Yeah, minimum wage was $3.35 an hour at my first job. So washing golf carts.
So one of your favorite movies is Caddyshack, obviously.
Absolutely.
You can relate.
Yeah, but then I fell in love with everything at Ohio State. You know, got into the bar business there. And then after I graduated from Ohio State, I went on the road and traveled around and opened 75 restaurants all across the U.S. And then I ended up right here in Treasure Island on the beach. So
paradise, God's country.
Yeah, so I figured might as well just stay right here. I've seen everything I wanted to see and might as well hang out on the beach.
Well, you got your lovely bride and your 2-year-old son, and sounds like he's a handful.
Oh yeah,
he's like the old man.
Yeah, he's already got it. He doesn't know which way he wants to play golf yet, so he's got a right-handed club and a left-handed club. He's out there hacking it around every day.
Well, at least he's hacking it around. My grandson wants to go lefty, and I sent him some clubs for Christmas last year, right-handed. Because I'm not a Phil Mickelson fan by any stretch of the imagination. I don't want him to be nothing close to Phil Mickelson. No, nothing. So you guys have 50 televisions. I'm trying to think of the conversation, which is pretty good for me with my ADD. So you got 50 television down there, and you're very pro sports as far as viewing and accommodating people that come down there.
Oh, absolutely. We have, of course, being on the beach, you have people living there from all over the United States. So we've tried to accommodate with as many TVs as possible. We have, I think, over 50 TVs, like 52 TVs, and one of them's a 25-foot big screen TV we put down on the stage. You know, we're Ohio State Buckeyes, of course.
Imagine
sports,
that.
Sports backers bar.
So the big O and I, we slap on my Hawkeye gear and he has his Michigan State gear, and we walk in. We're getting our ass beat.
No, not at all. We love the Big Ten.
Yeah, we're gonna
bring it all in there. We got the Big Ten Network. I think I'm one of the only places that carry the Big Ten Network on the beach. Everybody's SEC down there, you know, so we have to stick together.
We won't get we won't get beat up, but we will have to put on clown makeup to sit down and clown shoes. We have a special small table with little chairs that we have to sit down.
I think we'll go across the street. No, that's Shrimpy's, and he's Georgia.
Well, yeah, or that team up north. You guys aren't from that team up north, so you don't have nothing to worry about.
The Blue and Maize?
Yeah, that's
the Michigan watch party.
Just beat them for me. Just do that. Just do what we
the Michigan do. Watch parties are upstairs, right? My office is right above them.
Yeah, third floor.
Yeah, and so I get done. I guess I get done doing the show sometimes, and I got to hear that. Oh my God! Every time they score, I just want to throw up. And I come down, and they know I'm an Iowa guy, and they're like, "GR score." Yeah, sure do, pal. Want to get launched out there on the 13th? Anyway, yeah, so I don't think you see too much Maize and Blue at your place.
Actually, believe it or not, we actually do see a lot of people from Michigan. Believe it or not, I said the word. But, yeah, everybody knows we support the Big Ten, so we get all the schools in there. Get a great big Iowa crowd in there to watch the basketball games last year.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, quite a big crowd.
Well, we had, you know why people a big crowd? Because we were having a good year. We have Iowa watch parties here. I'm ashamed. I still represent. I'm ashamed. There'll be like five people there. And if my mom had it her way, she'd be here every time watching her Hawks. I brought her down here for her birthday. Four people. Nah, bandwagon riders. You don't have to worry about that, Ohio State. You guys are good every year.
Yeah, we try to be, you know.
But you have to worry about it because Michigan State this year.
I was just going to say, well, I won't be coming down there for football season, but March Madness, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah, you'll be there bragging with your Michigan State Spartan colors.
Yeah, if I pulled up a nice upset last night.
Oh,
exactly. Yeah. I was texting him. This is you're finally doing something right in the sport you guys are good at.
You fell asleep. That's what messed this up.
I should have kept giving you my Hawkeye karma, baby. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about how you made the transition then to breakfast. And I'm telling you, regardless of the fact that we've initiated conversation about business that I think will be exciting, that is a damn good breakfast.
Why, thank you.
And there's a lot of family behind the recipe. Biscuits and gravy. My 83-year-old mom would die for biscuits and gravy. Took her there for one of her birthday week stops. Didn't know I was going to meet you. I said, Mom, I've been reading the Marquee every day as I drive back by there. Let's go there for a change, because she's got her, you know, places she likes to go. Those biscuits are 2 inches thick, easily, and the gravy was to die for. Now, these are her words. And then she was a little peeved. She's a restaurant critic, trust me. And the coffee wasn't warm yet. We were the first customers. It was from the night before. They ran upstairs, and the guy goes, "That's the only thing wrong today." Like, my God, Mom, come on. Yeah, but superb breakfast, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, all of that to my mom and my grandmother. You know, it's my great-grandmother's recipes. You know, 120 years old. My grandmother's restaurant was there for 45 years. So you're obviously doing something right when you're in the community for that long in business. So,
well, and you know, when all the Northerners get here, you guys will be a go-to for breakfast, without a shadow of a doubt, I'm certain.
Yeah, we're one of the only places that really can take large parties, walk-in parties, you know, for breakfast. Everywhere on the beach doesn't have as much parking as we do. You know, they don't have as much space. We seat over 500 people. Not quite as big as Ferg down here, 1,200 people, but 500 is pretty big on the beach. Well,
have you walked around here?
Yeah, you could get lost.
Have you ever gone upstairs?
No.
You need to go upstairs and look out. And it looks like you're down there in Juarez, Mexico, looking down at all the tin covers, because it's been patchwork. And he'll admit it, and it's pretty cool and unique. Hey, you boys, I found you a breakfast place to go.
I'm looking at the back of the menu. I see Bloody Mary.
No. The hangover burger for you guys that can't handle. The hangover burger. Hey, so Kenny,
Sherman's needs.
There's a rumor going around Treasure Island. You have a hangover. You need to get your butt over here and have a hangover burger right now and a bloody with some ice pick vodka, which is very popular down here with the Champa Bay.
Yes.
You guys are the ones that made the Champa Bay first?
We did. Actually,
Jake. Where's Jake?
Ice pick vodka.
He's been taking credit, man.
Well, that's their recipe. We created the vodka that they put in it.
There you go. That's a little important.
Yeah.
That's a little important.
We've had that since 2015. It came to Florida. It's distilled right here locally. Well, Cocoa Beach. So right here in Florida.
I did that liner today.
Yeah.
It's locally. And I tell you what, it's smooth. Well, Fred sat right there and put some bottles out here. My friends got a couple of bottles of ice pick in 2020 when they were down here for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and Billy Mayfair and the gang, and that was a cool deal.
Yeah.
And now we come full circle 2 years, and we're going to start having conversations about melding some things together.
Absolutely. Hope we can get this Big Ten show rolling down at Sea Dogs.
I was going to say, you know what?
He's got to meet the X-Man.
Oh, yeah, the Penn State kid I told you about. Those two together would be superb assisting, and you and I will throw in some contributions here and there.
Okay.
But they can talk Big Ten all day long. But I've been saying for years – and I even said it when I was up north and came down here to visit Treasure Island — I would like to call it the Big Ten Inn, just a neighborhood tavern. You kick butt, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you guys are going to be the bigger version of that.
Yeah, we sure are. It's nice. We have, you know, it's a great location there. You know, we have water. Yeah, we have nice water views. There's actually a couple spots in the middle of the restaurant upstairs that you can see the ocean and the intercoastal in the same spot. So it's the best of both worlds. We got boat docks there. You can come by land, sea, air, water, however you want to come. There's a —
what about walk? I walk, bro.
Yeah, you could. Oh, yeah, you're right across the street.
Yeah,
you're closer than I am.
Yeah, these guys come down. They want to park at my spot. There's no spots down there. I tried to find you a spot you can walk over. Down the alley, and there you are. Well, my friend, anything you want to promote for this weekend?
Well, I'd just like to say...
And how do people find you online and the exact location?
Yeah, you can go to SeaDogBrewing.com. We are the Treasure Island location. All eight locations will pop up, but they're a little farther away than us. We're the only one here in Florida now.
Yeah,
we do have some food trucks that we go all around Florida in. So,
oh, you got food trucks as well?
We have our Sea Dog Cantina food trucks. We will be back down here soon. We do the Skyway 10K every year, where the main sponsor Sea Dog is for that, and it ends. The party ends right here in the Tropicana Field parking lot.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll do a live show over there.
Yeah, we did.
We'll do it on our streaming channel.
Yeah, we've done that every year for the last 5 years we've been open. We donated thousands of dollars to the Wounded Warriors last year. I think they raised over $500,000 for Wounded Warriors families.
Well, we're working closely with any of those organizations down here, so we'll talk more about that as well.
So that's a nice thing. And
partners,
you know,
with the Bucks too, aren't you? Don't you do something huge up there outside Raymond James Stadium?
Yeah, we have a Shipyard, and Sea Dog has a tailgate party on the north end of the stadium, right there, about probably only 100 yards from the stadium. We have a nice big tailgate, huge TV, bunch of food trucks, all the ice pick you can drink, and all the Sea Dog and Shipyard beer you can drink.
All the Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I've got 2 months to go before 2023. I might just jumpstart the old cocktails again, boys.
And then we have the Standing Ovations coming up in a couple weeks there on Tractor
Island. Oh, you're
Island.
Over there, too. That's a great event.
Yeah, we have our food truck there, and then we also have a merchandising tent that I'm going to have the wife over there selling some of your equipment at.
All right, well, we'll talk some merchandising, too.
All right,
man. Who do you guys play today? I can't remember off the top of my head.
They got Indiana today.
Oh, there's an easy W.
Looks like they just rolled one in.
Did you see people are complaining, and I understand. Did you see the weather conditions for Ohio State Northwestern? Because I'm looking at that score, and I'm thinking, geez, upset alert. I mean, everybody was getting knocked off last weekend. And I thought, you know.
Was it windy? What was it? I don't even remember.
It was a little windy. 50 to 60 mile an hour.
60 miles, yeah.
Well, the rumor has it they hadn't cut their grass since the beginning of the season. The grass is about 80.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, they're trying to slow them down a little bit.
And then they, if it gets a little chilly, they go out there and water it down. There's all kinds of tricks to the trade to slow down that Ohio State Buckeye offense.
Yeah, we made it, though.
But that's one of the things the committee's got to take into consideration, and that's what they're upset about, is they were slighting Ohio State because of the score and the delta in the score. Well, hell, it was, and I'm not sticking up for you guys, just that's reality. That's the adverse conditions.
W's a W, whether it's 55 to nothing or 7 to nothing.
Yeah, you think Tennessee wouldn't have taken a W last week by 1 point? Yeah,
absolutely.
All right, let's start talking some high school. Thanks for coming down. I'm going to get the Boca Ciega kids over here, and we'll talk a little body armor.
Right,
I'm looking forward to it, man.
All right. Nice to meet you, fellas.
And we'll talk more about the Big Ten production, because we'll have a lot of fun with that.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You betcha. And that is Charlie Breakiron, of course, the general manager and partner, of course, of Sea Dog Brewing Company. They are located over there on Gulf Boulevard. And we're going to take a break and come back with our body armor prep connection. Matt Gudorf and the Pirates are in the house. You see, I've got my Pirates gear proudly displayed. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheiner is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-5600. 800-800-4134. That's Barb with Tampa Bay. Give her a call today. 813-564-4134.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
Perk Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, Rays Bucks and Lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Perk Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We are live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 30 years. In fact, the 30th anniversary is on the 23rd, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Come on down. We open up at 11 o'clock. There'll be giveaways, music. You guys don't need to worry about this. Dollar beers, you name it. They're gonna have it down here. We got three bands coming, all kinds of giveaways, and I'll do about 5 hours of radio. Charlie Belcher will be here in the morning from Fox 13. 17's in Des Moines, Iowa. And ADD's kicking in again. And he's kind enough to join us. My first high school team and guest was you guys. And I kept butchering your name.
You did at the time. You got it now, though.
All right, remember, your mom wasn't too happy.
No.
Yeah, and then I met your mom. I don't know if I came to the homecoming last year.
I came to senior night. It was against Northeast.
Oh, you remember? Yeah, it was. Yeah, good memory. Yeah, and then I was like creeping on your mom, tapped her on the shoulder. She's looking at me like, who is this dude? I said, did you have a fine son? I'm more impressed with the granddaughters and the daughter-in-law than the dad, but hi, young lady, how are you? So, tough year. Yeah. But during that process, I'm sure you guys did some unbelievable bonding and rallying. And let's talk about the positives.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was tough. We battled through some injuries. But, you know, I tell these guys, you know, tough times really reveal your character. And, you know, the guys that are with us here, man, they battled, didn't quit. You know, we went through four quarterbacks. I've never heard of that before. So,
Michael told me that because I was working on helping the Boca Ciega baseball fundraiser, the golf tournament, and got a lot of love. So when you have an event, let me know. I got all kinds of support for them. I think we gave them like 15 pin prizes. So if you want to do a golf tournament, I can assist you with that. Anyway, so he told me, and that's when I texted you, that you were on your third quarterback. I didn't know you got down to four.
Our starting quarterback hurt his knee opening week and knocked him out for the season. Had to have ACL surgery. Our backup quarterback.
And you had, very high expectations when you came down.
Downs fantastic. So that really hurt, you know, losing him. We had our offense was kind of geared around what he could do. So brought in a backup quarterback, a young guy, and Colby. He ended up having a bad elbow injury. Couldn't throw the ball.
Why? So that's a little tough on an offense.
Yeah, that made it really tough. So he played.
It's not tough for the defensive side to figure out across the ball. And they can't pass. I mean, you can just load the box.
Yeah. Really tough. So we actually brought a kid out of my economics class.
What?
Yeah.
But you just go up and down the hall? Hey, man, you ever thrown a football? Hey.
He had played quarterback at Dixie Hollins previously. So.
And didn't go out?
Didn't go out. We pulled him in. We worked our...
Is he on the baseball
team?
Him
ready. No.
He just hung up sports.
Kind of hung up sports, but got him out. We were bringing him in on Saturdays and Sundays and working with him, and he was working really hard and getting better. And then he ended up breaking his collarbone in his.
That was against Lakewood.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
We won't say that on the air, but we know what happened there.
Then we finally, then us coaches finally got smart and brought our 6'2", 205 pound safety over to play quarterback, and he killed it for us. He did great.
Really?
Yeah, last four games.
Could he throw the ball, or did you have to go pretty much run option?
He threw it well enough. He had a couple touchdown passes. He threw a touchdown pass to Rico.
I didn't know Rico was a receiver.
We brought him over on the offense to help us out.
Well, you need athletes, man. Yeah.
Yeah, had quarterback had almost 700 yards rushing in four games.
That's impressive.
I think three touchdown passes, so he really did a wonderful job for us.
Is he a senior?
He is a senior.
That's sad.
Yeah.
You got anybody in the wings, or are you going to go hit the hallways again?
We still have our guy Talon's coming back. He had his knee surgery.
You want me to start recruiting kids down here walking in?
I'll take him.
Hey, you want to go to Bogey? Great program. Yeah. Man, and I'm sure from a coaching perspective, you've never been faced with that kind of adversity ever.
No, you know,
A coach that had four quarterbacks in a year.
You know,
I don't care. You go NFL, college, anywhere.
You try to prepare for every contingency and everything that could come up, but you know, you never think of that happening. So
I bet he was fun when he came home.
He didn't see me much. I went to my office and worked.
And it probably worked out because he had a lot of stress too.
Yeah.
Oh my. Well, I know he's a great leader and mentor to you guys, and if there was anybody that could get this team through, you know, in life you have high expectations, and sometimes many times they don't go the same way that you anticipated.
Exactly. That's what I try to tell these guys. You know, football prepares you for life. Everything doesn't always go your way. You know, when it's tough, you know, you got to get down, work hard, and keep your nose to the grindstone, keep a positive attitude, and these guys did that.
And I'm sure kept grinding during the games, and that's tough when you're down 2-3 touchdowns to keep grinding.
And frustrating when your offense is struggling.
And on the defensive side, you're on the field a lot, and that's you know, just ask the Bucks. That's a tough position to be in. Well, who did we bring down today?
Well, brought down a couple of our future stars. Michael Whiting, down here on the end, one of our wide receivers.
Hello, Michael. He's a punctual young man, too. He was the first one here.
He's a great young man, yeah. Fastest guy.
Why don't you move that microphone over to him? Fastest guy?
Fastest guy on our team. I know everyone says they run a 4.4 40, but this guy legitimately runs a 4.4 40.
And that was your father that brought you down here?
Yeah.
We got that turn on? Yeah.
Yep.
Just a little bit louder, young man.
It was my dad.
Okay, so he was a friend of Mark Ferguson's, my buddy's there. And I bet Pops is proud of you.
Very proud. I mean, this is something that he wanted to do. He always did it. And I'm glad I'm able to continue it.
Now, were you with Bogey last year?
I was.
I don't think I met him. Well, you were
he's a younger guy.
You typically brought seniors, but you brought Rico.
I brought Rico back. I wanted to see your old friend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Very impressed with Rico. But 4-4?
4'4".
What position does he play?
Wide receiver.
What? How tall are you?
6'1".
You got a future.
Yes.
Yeah. You make the future. Yeah. Whatever you want to make out of it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this season. What's your favorite memory personally of something that happened to you?
Honestly, it was the bond. I mean, yeah, we struggled with a lot of things, but we all came together mostly. I mean, there was a lot of quitters, but I was able to like bond with the ones that wanted to stay and truly play with the team. It was a great brotherhood.
You guys, believe it or not, will remember this the rest of your lives and keep this bond. I mean, I say this often to the young kids. I'm 66 years old, and my buddies from high school and college that I played ball with, and you'll be the same way, you know that. I still reach out to them, and it's like it was yesterday. And what you guys have gone through will even cement that lifelong friendship between these guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't put a price on that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You got a particular play. You got to have. Did you moss anybody this year?
I mean, I have my struggles, but I feel like there's a lot to improve on. Yeah, that's basically it.
You made a great catch against Lakewood.
I did.
Yeah.
I like to hear that.
Yeah.
I won't go there. But anyway, very humble young man. What's your favorite pro team?
Pro team. My freshman year, I was taking a lot of whey protein.
No. Pro team.
Oh, pro team.
You know what? I don't pronounce properly because don't feel bad. Last week, I did the same thing as King Kid, and he's breaking down a whey product for me that I think I'm going to start taking. I said, thanks for the suggestion, but pro team, and that's on the old man. What's your favorite pro team?
I mean, I got to go with the Bucks.
Well, I'm glad to see you're not a bandwagon rider. I have probably interviewed 80 kids this year, and a lot of bandwagon riders.
I mean, yeah, we're from Tampa Bay.
And you should be on sticking by the Bucks.
Yeah, but I like to see them fight. I mean, they go through a lot of struggles, and they just keep playing. That's
exactly
seeing our team.
Okay, favorite college team?
FSU.
You're in the right place. Mark Ferguson, and is that where your pops went?
Yeah, that's where my dad
went. You had no option. There'll be a huge contingency. They have all the Florida State watch parties down here, and the chop, and it's pretty exciting down here. Yeah. Tell your pops to bring you down one of the games after one of these Saturdays before the season ends. Oh. Okay, I asked this question, and he knows what I'm going to ask. Girlfriend? That's not a kid response. That's not even a response. That's caution. That's smart.
I don't claim.
Okay, you're done. If she catches this archive, you're in trouble. How about anybody you want to do a shout out to at home?
My father and my sister. They're always there for me. They support me with anything I do, and I just want to thank them.
And your sister's name?
Asha Whiting.
All right, and she's good to you. Take care of you.
Yep.
All right, my friend. Well, you're a very humble young man, and you've got an incredible upside. I'll be watching you next year. Thank you. Thanks for coming down on this Saturday. It's a Saturday afternoon. I'm sure there's other things you guys wish you were doing. Pass this over to the quiet one here.
This is Ashton Gomez. He's one of our linebackers. He'll be moving into the starting Mike linebacker spot next year.
He looks like he could be a linebacker. His old man looks like he could be a linebacker, too.
Linebacker coach.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That coach.
But you'd have no option on what position you wanted to play.
It's the funnest one on the field.
You know what? Linebacker, I mean, you're the quarterback, basically, of the defense.
Yes.
And move that a little closer there. And talk like you're in the huddle and you're calling the defensive set.
All right.
All right. So your favorite memory of this year?
I'm starting weak side linebacker and my starting Mike linebacker I played with since freshman year. He was like my mentor. And this season I got to play alongside him, and like it was just a great bonding with him.
Almost like playing with a brother.
Yeah.
I mean, someone that you're that close to. Well, you guys didn't have any communication issues then because you know each other, and I bet that was a lot of fun. Who's the other backer? Rico on the edge?
Rico played end. Bryce Downs was our other middle linebacker.
And then you got the old man. You get home, you just want to take a break, and he was he briefing you and going over the film and the game.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So he
constant coaching he gets.
Yeah, constant coaching.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun for you. And as a junior, you got another year. You guys look like you got a bright nucleus for next year.
Oh, I believe we do.
And yeah. I don't see karma biting you again.
I hope not.
No.
I hope not.
You don't deserve it. I'll tell my mom. We'll be saying a lot of those Notre Dame prayers for you guys
there
next
you
year.
I'll take them.
All right. Your favorite pro team?
Yeah, probably the Bucks, my home team.
Okay. And college team?
I go with the Gators.
Florida Gators, so one each.
Yeah.
Now the old man's here, but girlfriend?
Yeah, girlfriend of 1 year.
1 year?
She's a great girlfriend, too. She makes the team cookies.
Well, here's what I typically say. If you stay focused, you ain't got a girlfriend, that's great, because then you don't have the distractions. I had one kid came over from Sickles, and I asked all the guys, you got a girlfriend? His response to the it was the best last year. Not for public information. Like, shut up, old man. Don't ask me those questions. This kid, everybody says no, he's over here. And he says, several. I go, well, man, several means several headaches, too. But so 1 year. better do a shout out to her.
Shout out to Destiny Stamp.
All right, and she's a big supporter. Makes cookies. Everybody's got to love her.
Yeah,
and even the old man.
Comes every game.
Yeah. Better lay off the cut now. You look fine, Coach. Hey, anybody at home want to do a shout out? You got Dick Butkus here behind you. So,
my dad, my mom, and sister.
Mom and sister's names?
Cindy Gomez and Krista Gomez. Great supporters. I love them.
Well, they're more important. No offense, but at this stage of your life, he takes care of you on the field. They're more important at home. Make sure that you get those hot meals and the laundry done and all the good things that keep you going. Well, thanks for coming down. I'll be talking to you next year as well. I'm sure Coach will bring you down. And then let's move over here to Rico Freeman. And good to see you, young man.
Good to see you, too.
And I'm not going to ask you any personal questions. I don't want you flying over this bar and taking me out before I get off the air. So your best personal memory this year, a particular play that was cool. I watched one. Somebody sent me.
Yeah, I sent you a call. I sent you a black punt.
When you took the punt to the house, that was the first game of the year, was it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't even know. I don't even really have a great memory. It was just a fun senior season for me. We went through so much. It was just a fun season.
Well, and you probably are one of the leaders, if nothing else, by example, through those tough times. And I'm sure that you're looking to progress your career. Any idea what you want to do?
Honestly, I want to be a firefighter. That's my dream career I want to do.
Well, God bless you.
But yeah, I'm going to go to college.
Go to college and
yeah, outstanding season.
Coaches, I'm sure he's going to make an all-star team or two here.
We already did the voting. He made the all-star team. The other coaches in the room all talk about him real highly. You know, you watch the film, he just kind of jumps off the screen making plays.
Well, your favorite pro team, it wasn't the Bucks, I don't think.
No, it was the Cowboys.
It was the Cowboys. That was it. And the Cowboys are going to take my Packers to the woodshed this weekend. I'm sure of that. Your favorite college team?
Michigan?
Where's my Hey, Big O, Michigan fan right here.
Yeah.
Look at his gear. Yeah. In fact, we have huge Michigan watch parties upstairs. Shout out to anyone?
I'll just shout out to all my family, but definitely I'll shout out to all the Bogey football fans that held us down through all the adversity we went through. We had so many people that switched up and just talked down on us, and we had our little corner who defended us to the mat. So I'll do a big shout out to them.
Well, that's fabulous. You got, and as I call them, you got bandwagon riders in life. And the reality is when you circle the wagons, you find out who the people that you want to be with and who are there for you. And I'm glad to hear that Bogey has that kind of contingency. And that's something you're building over there.
Yep, that's what we're building.
All right, man. Well, great to see you. I wish you nothing but success in your pursuit to go to college. And I'm sure Coach will help you get there. And then we'll see you working for the St. Pete Fire Department someday. And that would be a heck of an accomplishment. Now, it was a tie as far as punctuality because this young man was here. I think you were first. So you're certainly punctual.
Well, that's good. I like when they show up early. This is J.J. Mercer. He played. He started at defensive end for us. He also played running back. We just think he's going to be an outstanding running back for us. He's only a sophomore, one of the strongest guys on the team. Like, we're expecting really big things out of him next year.
Only a sophomore. What's your talk a little louder than that mic, my friend, so your family can hear this and know that I had you on the air. Your favorite memory as a young man this season?
My favorite memory is just us being together and, like, learning as a team and, like, learning how to come together and play as one.
Well, I'm sure that was probably what he focused on. And then another question I have is you like playing on the offensive side of the ball or defense?
Offensive, mostly.
You like carrying the rock?
Yes.
And you said he's the real deal?
Yeah, man. I think he's going to be one of the best backs in the county next year. And he's only a junior. He's super strong in the weight room. He has good vision, good feet. And
that speed?
He's got enough.
He's got enough. I used to always, until you briefed me, I used to always ask him if you guys run out, go off for track. But down here, spring football is kind of a sad thing because track is such a great asset for football.
They overlap a little bit.
Yeah. So it's tough to get them out to go off for track because you're doing your spring football, right?
Yes. Need them for football.
Exactly. All right. Your favorite pro team?
The Denver Broncos.
See, I don't have a problem with that because I had season tickets in the 80s. But we're on tough times, youngster.
No.
My son still has my tickets, and it's, yeah, you're in for tough times. But why a Broncos fan? You got family?
Well, I got some people out there. And, like, when I visited, I went to one of their games, and I've just been liking them ever since.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah. Great, great stadium. Your favorite college team?
FSU.
To FSU now. There you go. All right. And you want to do a shout out to anyone? Well, first of all, I hope you answer this. You're only a sophomore. You got a girlfriend?
No, I'm just focused on football.
That's smart, man.
That's a great answer.
All right. How about shout out to anybody at home?
You know, shout out to my family and stuff like that.
You want to name anybody?
I want to do a big shout out to Zaire Favors. It's just, he's the starting running back over me. And it was fun with him. You know, he was teaching me how to be a running back and how to run the ball at Bogey and know the plays and stuff like that. So I want to do a shout out to him.
Well, you know what? That's a class act. Because a lot of times they shun the underclassmen, especially a sophomore.
No, we had a great group of seniors. Great group of seniors.
All right. Well, we've got a couple minutes for got to wrap up this body armor conversation, but I appreciate you coming down.
Thanks for having us.
You're going to be busy. Remember, I'm here for any of these fundraisers. Ask the baseball team.
No, I'm going to use you. We'll talk soon.
I want to see you guys successful, and I'm proud of the job you've done. You guys all bond together. You learned a lot of life lessons. You probably, you know, through the blood, sweat, and tears, as they say, and the good and the bad and the ugly, you guys had it this year. But wish you nothing but success in life. Only senior. As you progress, you guys got bright future, and you got wheels in the back. You got wheels here.
Yeah,
you got a quarterback. Excited.
Yeah, our quarterback's coming back. Tyler hurt his knee. He's only a junior, so we got one more year left.
Oh, you're going to be in good shape. Uh-huh. And you're going to kick butt that linebacker, you know what, is grass. All right, thanks for coming down. That's the Boca Ciega Pirates.
Thank you.
When we come back in hour number two here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, we're going to talk a little Kevin Kiermaier, and we're going to talk to Rick Vaughn, the former communications director of the Rays. We're going to talk, we got MMA. I can't believe we got MMA coming down here today. We're going to talk a little NFL alumni. So we got jam-packed second hour. Stay tuned here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill in downtown St. Pete.